The prominent loyalist Jimmy Bryson has been invited to Westminster to speak to MPs. This will happen on Wednesday. Mr. Bryson is being asked to give his insight to the Northern Ireland Affairs Committee into how he believes we should explore innovative ideas into devolution and democracy. Among the well-known MPs on the committee are the DUP's Gregory Campbell, Ian Paisley, Jim Shannon, alongside the independent Sylvia Herman and Labour's Kate Hoy. Mr. Bryson will be there along with local party leaders Naomi Long of the Alliance Party and Colm Eastwood from the SDLP. Jamie Bryson is with us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Why have you been invited?
Well, let me, if you just give me the space, make 2 points. The first point is that this came about after a submission, not by me, but by a group, Unionist Voice Policy Studies, of which I am part, but which is not me. So I think the narrative that it is about me is a false one. Now, if anybody wants to know who Unionist Voice Policy Studies are, it's not difficult to find out because the submission is published and has been published for the last number of weeks on the Northern Ireland Select Affairs Committee website. So let me just nail that point. Some of the commentary that Unionist Voice Policy Studies is a personal blog is not only factually incorrect, but is quite shabby, the reporting of this, given the fact that the facts are outlined on the website. And secondly, I think the controversy that has been stirred up and contrived around this, around me, is actually a fig leaf, because this is not about me. This is about me representing the views of a group of people who have worked hard and who have engaged in dialogue over the last 6 or 7 months to explore innovative ideas within the unionist and loyalist community. So I think the real issue here is not about me, because it's not about me. That's only a fig leaf. This is about how dare those pesky loyalists have a voice at Westminster, well, because we're not good enough. And that's what this is really all about.
You saw, Jamie, the reaction on Twitter last night, on social media last night, many people Many people asking if it was April Fool's Day, that here we have someone who is unelected being asked to go to Westminster to explore innovative ideas into devolution and democracy. We've got political representatives to do that.
Well, that's interesting, because the Select Affairs Committee in relation to this inquiry has been ongoing for a number of weeks, if not over a month. And they have had a number of people come to give evidence, the majority of which are unelected. So whenever somebody who has politically acceptable views is invited, then nobody takes any issue with them being unelected. But whenever somebody with politically unacceptable views is invited, and credit, by the way, to the Select Affairs Committee for trying to hear a broad range of views, but when somebody who is deemed politically unacceptable and inconvenient is invited, then all of a sudden there's outrage. It's a little bit like when people go on the BBC. If you have a commentator who espouses an acceptable opinion, nobody takes any issue, and then all of a sudden, when it comes to like myself or some other people who are seen as controversial, we hide behind a fig leaf. We're not elected. The inquiry is not to deal with elected people. It is to hear the voices of the community. And if other people wanted to have the voices heard, well, then they should have been innovative enough to see that the inquiry was open and put in a written submission themselves.
Here's the first caller, Dennis. Bartley and Downpatrick, 03030 80 55 55. Morning, Bartley.
Hi, Stephen. There we go. Jimmy Bryson. Who does Jimmy Bryson represent, or what does he represent? He was in there at the flag protest. It caused more trouble in the streets of Northern Ireland. He was banned from going different things. Who does he represent? He went for election, different things. Nobody voted for him. Who is he? Or what is he? Or what is giving him a platform to go over to England, paying flights and paying hotels for Jimmy Bryson? Is Jimmy Bryson something that we don't all know about?
Well, Bartley again misses the entire view that I am there to represent the views of a policy studies group that has come together and put a written submission in the Select Affairs Committee. So making this controversial about me, it's a fig leaf. The real issue is how dare these pesky loyalists have any kind of voice at a platform such as Westminster. That's the real issue. If I was a Liberal or a Progressive or somebody putting forward pro-agreement views, then I would be cheered. I would be welcomed. If I was an LGBT campaigner, or if I was a pro-abortion campaigner, then people would be shouting and cheering me on and saying,
yes, it would be, Jim,
can't wait to hear from me at Westminster. But because the views of Unionist Voice Policy Studies give voice to a section of the Unionist and Loyalist community that have not benefited in the peace process.
Right, well, Jamie, give us 2 seconds.
And that is...
Have you spoken, Jamie, 1 second, Bartley, have you spoken to anybody within the DUP about your visit to Westminster? I'm just wondering, given...
Well, I know why you're wondering, but I'm not going to open the door to talk about who I speak to and when I speak to, because it would be ludicrous. So
that sounds like a yes, then.
Well, no, it doesn't. That's absolutely not a yes. But if I answer
that
question,
is it a no? You haven't spoken to the DUP?
Well, are you going to get a list out and ask me of all the people I speak to? Because if you open the door to answer not once, then you're going to answer everything. So don't take that either way, because you know it's entirely irrelevant who I speak to or who I haven't spoke to.
You will understand, though, Jamie, you wouldn't have been surprised by the reaction from some people when they heard last night that the Northern Ireland Affairs Committee wants to hear from you about ideas about devolution and democracy.
No, again, the Northern Ireland Affairs Committee are hearing from me on behalf of Unionist Voice Policy Studies, who has submitted a written evidence to the committee.
Yes, but they're hearing from you.
If anybody else...
They're not hearing from Little Bo Peep, they're hearing from you.
Well, maybe if Little Bo Peep had been alert enough to see that there was an inquiry ongoing and had submitted a submission before the deadline, and maybe Little Bo Peep would be going to Westminster as well. But because some people appear to be asleep at the wheel, haven't seen that it's open, haven't seen the options there to submit written evidence, and then all of a sudden, when somebody does take advantage of that, does engage with the committee like they asked, well, there's chaos, and we have people like Bartley, who this morning is absolutely losing his mind. Yeah, and, you know, yes, the reaction is maybe not unsurprised to me, but, you know, it does provide a little bit of comedy value, because, as I say, the disparity between if somebody else was invited and I am invited is night and day. And this is really all about loyalists shouldn't have a view.
You will be free to say whatever you want, of course, won't you? Because the privilege covers the proceedings at those committees.
Well, let me address that point in that. This is a committee to address particular ideas and answer questions on the written submission. This is not an inquiry into any controversial issues. So there's absolutely no question whatsoever of me straying beyond that or beyond the question.
Okay. About, here's Jim and Derry. Situation. Morning, Jim.
Hello, Stephen. How are you? I think it's probably the last time I'll ever ring this show. I've been trying all week to get on, but I want to direct a question towards you, Stephen. I'm only phoning up for one reason. There's a wee saying that says, when your last throw of the dice is Jamie Bryson, it's time to put away your sashes and your drums because it's over. If this is a face and the future of loyalism and unionism, I despair for them. Really and truly, it's over. You're finished.
Do you want to decide, Jim?
Don't you be speaking to me, you little wuss.
You believe you're fit and are the right person to represent loyalism?
This is about representing a section of people who has come together.
What section of people? Who are they? How many's in this group?
I'll tell you this. You've had on an Irish language lobby numerous occasions over the last 2 weeks. Have you asked them a similar question?
Well, you're on now. How many's in the group?
No, you haven't. And there we go again. Because would you ask the Irish language lobby, how many's in your group? What gives you the right to advocate for Irish language? No, you don't. No, you never have. But yet, because this is a group about loyalists, all of a sudden...
It's a fair question. How many loyalists do you represent in this group?
The Unionist Voice Policy Studies Group has engaged with a range of people, from loyalists to church people to people who would describe themselves as unionists, and has come together to discuss policy ideas at a grassroots unionist level. That is what we do. And that is... the position of the group. If you want
two of you, three of you,
if you want
50 of you, 100 of you, or is it just you?
If you want to lead the group's submission, then you can do so on the Northern Ireland Select Affairs Committee website. But I say again, you try and pull this issue, you try and make this issue controversial when it comes to a group of loyalists, but you never pose such a question to the Irish language lobby, who, may I add, is holding Northern Ireland as ransom.
Jimmy,
we don't have that question posed to them.
Jimmy. You've been invited to Westminster to this group.
And you
will be going on the same trip as the leader of the SDLP and the leader of the Alliance Party. You know this is a story all day long.
Well, it's not a story. It's not a story. I don't believe it is a story at all. I think it's contrived. It's contrived controversy. And it's not about me. I'm just an easy target for it. It is about how dare those unacceptable loyalists be allowed a voice? How dare grassroots unionism and loyalism get to go to somewhere like Westminster? Because we should all just be put on the boat and shipped out to the Copeland Islands.
When you talk about loyalists, why is the one from the DUP representing the loyalist group at this voice? At this
There will be
three DUP people there, but is there no one who the DUP would have wanted to invite from a community perspective?
Well, the Northern Ireland, if you know how this works, the Northern Ireland Affairs Committee opened up their call for evidence. Unionist Voice Policy Studies was innovative enough and alert enough to see that, to engage in that process and to submit a submission. Okay. If anybody else wanted to submit a submission, they could have done so, and they very well may have been invited to Westminster themselves. So, you know, why blame...
So you wrote the submission?
...policy studies. Well, I was one of the authors, but not the only one. Many people were part of it. It was consulted with many people, and we discussed many people. It's not about me. I'm trying to make it about me. It's just to make the issue controversial.
Here's Jerry and Lisburn.
And it's about suppressing views.
Morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Stephen. You've already asked. I wanted to ask Jimmy Bryson two questions.
Well, say good morning to him.
Martin May. Good morning. Good morning, Jimmy.
Yes.
The first question I wanted to ask was how many people were in the group. You're refusing to answer it.
George and Ashanko. Morning, George. Let's not go into
morning.
It.
Morning, Stephen. Just from the outset, let me just say here that I am not a member of Jamie Brayson's group, whoever's in it. I don't know who's in it. I would follow them on Twitter and read their stuff. Follow Jamie Brayson on Twitter and read his stuff. There's a lot of stuff I agree with Jamie Brayson on, but there's a hell of a lot I disagree with him on. But this morning, I have a question and I have a point. My point is, why is nobody outraged at the other members that's been invited to this committee? You know, there's other long-elected people has been invited as well, along with Callum Eastwood will I'm sure, articulate his views well, as will Naomi. You have Claire Sugden going. You have Ruth Tallien, Director for Cross-Border Studies. You have Derek McCallion, Chief Executive of the Northern Ireland Government Association. You have Paula Braithwaite, Leader of the Building Change Trust. And you have Jamie Bryson. So, why the uproar over Jamie Bryson and not over other people that's unelected? And my question would be to Jamie Bryson, and maybe you can answer, and this would answer a lot of callers' questions. You make a submission to the committee, and then you're either asked to come and speak, your submission's not dealt with, but it means that any group, including who you've mentioned this morning, the Acnagelia groups, could make a submission and get an invite, and it will be interesting to see, and interesting for us all. I think it might be an eye-opener for us all what's in his submission. So, you know, that might be a good thing to hear, what the study that Unionist Voice did and what's in the submission.
Well, I think George is absolutely spot on. And again, I make a point, you know, the anger by a lot of people here is about, because this was an open call for evidence for the submissions. So anybody could have made a submission to this. People were asleep at the wheel. They weren't alert enough to do so, and then all of a sudden they're outraged because a group of unacceptable loyalists made a submission and got invited to articulate a different viewpoint. And I think it's good that the Northern Ireland Select Affairs Committee listen to different viewpoints. But let me say this.
But if, Jimmy, if this is to explore, their words, explore innovative ideas into devolution, don't you want direct rule?
Well, what I have
so
said,
you're not going to come up with any innovative ideas into devolution.
No,
you don't want it.
No.
Stephen, surely the point is he's coming up with an idea other than the ideas you hear. As I say, I disagree with a lot of Jamie Bryson's stuff. I'm pro-agreement. So I voted yes in the Good Friday Agreement. That doesn't mean to say I can't agree with Jamie Bryson and other things, because like myself, he's a fellow loyalist. But it would be good to hear, surely, what's in his submission.
I think the anger, and it's not for me to say whether Mr. Bryson should be going to this committee or not. I think we can all understand that the timing of this is interesting. That here we have Northern Ireland deeply frustrated. Certainly quite a few people in Northern Ireland deeply frustrated that their elected representatives cannot get together to form a government. And here's unelected Mr. Bryson being whisked off to Westminster to share his knowledge about innovative ideas into devolution.
Well, first of all, to share the submission of Unionist Voice policy studies, I'm not sure how many.
We don't know who they are.
How many times?
We don't know how many they are. We don't know if it's you, a cat, and a dog, or how many's in it, who they are.
Let me say this. There was no criteria for submissions to the committee. Okay, so anybody could have submitted to the committee. But let me say this. If my ideas are so absurd, and if Unionist Voice policy studies submission is so absurd and so ridiculous and so outrageous, then surely our detractors would welcome me going before the Westminster Committee, because surely that would give the opportunity for fairly experienced MPs to tear us apart live on BBC Parliament Television.
Deirdre and Dungannon. Good morning, Deirdre.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Go ahead, Deirdre.
I'm just somewhat shocked that if we're in a period in our lifetime in this country that we are trying to seek a process of reconciliation. We are encouraging people who have, on either side, diverse views on a political way forward. Surely the future for those people, those think tanks, would have been to recruit young people from our universities who maybe have a more neutral view on a way forward. Because what I can see at the minute is those people who are entrenched on either side. On either side of either divide in this country, who want to argue their way forward for either republicanism or unionism. There is no meeting in the middle if this is going to be the only way that some think tank in this country go to the universities, take our young people who have been educated, who have a lateral process of thought available to them, and let those people decide a way forward for the people here. Because if the older generations, and this includes Jamie, because he is or would appear to be quite entrenched, and he's quite entitled to his views, but his views does not source a way forward in this country.
Well, that's debatable. That's debatable for 2 points. And essentially what you're saying is you want people to go and seek out views that is the equivalent of yours for the way forward. That doesn't
Have
mean...
you heard what my view is,
sorry,
Jamie?
Sorry,
you know what my view is. Have I mentioned at any point in time in what I have said what my view is?
But equally, to be fair to him, Deirdre, equally, to be fair to him, why is he not allowed to present his view?
Well, you know, everyone is aware of Jamie's view, with the greatest respect to Jamie. Okay? There is no... Jamie, do you have a reconciliation qualification in any shape or form, or do you just have your one-sided view to how you perceive your position in Northern Ireland to be and that of the unionist community? Because I would suggest that you probably don't represent the greater majority of unionist people in this country.
And I've never claimed to.
So what will your contribution be to these talks or this think tank?
Well,
Jamie, you can respond to this.
Yes, you know, and again, essentially what Deirdre wants is, well, let me make this point. If Deirdre wanted to herself put forward her views, whatever that may be, and she wanted to go to university and get neutral people to put forward their views, she could have submitted a submission to the Northern Ireland Affairs Committee. But let me say this, and she asked the question, what did our submission say? Well, you can read it on the website, but what will I be saying? Well, our key point is that the 1998 Act is done. It cannot work. It is unworkable. It needs to be, at the very least, amended, if not outright repealed. And we need to sit down and renegotiate a way for workable and durable devolution, which will never come from the Belfast Agreement and the 1998 Act. And until we accept the Belfast Agreement as dead, we're never moving on. And another key point that's made in the submission is this, that there are many people who are wholly committed to peace but are opposed to the process. And I think it's a point that needs to be made. You can be wholly committed to peace but opposed to the political process, because to say that you can't have peace without the process, or anybody that's opposed to the 98 Act is against peace, is simply false, is simply untrue. You can be wholly committed to peace, wholly committed
and
to
is that you?
Law. Absolutely. I am wholly committed to peace, non-violence, and peace, and the absence of violence should be a core principle.
You would unequivocally criticise and condemn loyalist paramilitaries then, would you?
In what sense? In what sense?
I mean, in what sense? Paramilitary being an illegal organisation, paramilitaries who commit violence on our streets and extortion, you would wholeheartedly condemn them, wouldn't you?
As I said on your show on many times, if anybody is engaged in criminal activity, well, it's a matter for the police. It's a matter for the law of law. So You know,
the question is, would you condemn paramilitaries?
We're not going to go over that again.
Would you condemn paramilitaries?
I support the rule of law, and I would encourage everybody to support the rule of law.
Here's Albert calling to support you. Morning, Albert. Morning, Albert.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, you know, all the hullabaloo this morning about Jamie going to Westminster. Can I first of all say that I congratulate his group and himself for getting the foresight to put a submission in and to get a meeting. There's not many organisations get a meeting with the Select Committee. But the Select Committee has been in Northern Ireland on a few occasions, down around the border, talking about Brexit, talking to other groups, not politicians. But Gerry Adams was taken out of jail and taken over with Martin McGuinness and others at the time of the start of the Troubles. Now, who did he represent? He says he wasn't in the IRA, so who was he representing?
Albert, thank
you. Time? But
and,
let me say
and Chris Nixon, let me just because we're heading towards news time. Morning, Chris. Try
morning,
to be
guys.
Quick for me. Morning. Go ahead, Chris.
Morning, Jamie. You know what? Jamie has a right to feel smug. He saw an opportunity for his group to go and present ideas to an important committee. Well done to you. Everyone else had that chance, and seriously, bravo. My only problem with this, and it isn't necessarily Jamie, it's the group. It's about innovative ideas, creative thinking, new ways of doing things. Does Jamie have any proposals there with our new ideas for Northern Ireland? I'd like to hear one. Just one.
Absolutely.
I think everyone would have reason to shut up.
Let's amend
well, do any of the people sitting on the committee have new ideas? Does any politician in Northern Ireland have new ideas?
Well, for example, Paul Braithwaite, who's going to this committee, part of Building Change Trust, is part of leading the way in the Citizens Forum or the Citizens Assembly. That is a new idea for Northern Ireland. Whether it's right, whether it's wrong, it's worthy of being explored.
No, it's not. Jamie, that idea was in the Belfast Agreement.
There's a difference between the Forum and the Assembly, Jamie.
Essentially, the idea was in the Belfast Agreement. You know, give or take, we'll put bulge on it. The idea was in the Belfast Agreement. It's not new.
Okay, and Connor in West Belfast. Then we've got to go to the news. Morning, Connor.
Oh, Stephen, listen, as your previous caller just said, could Jamie give us exactly, he's been on nearly an hour and nobody's on the wiser.
He's been on half an hour.
What is this
25 minutes.
Jamie, shush, the adults are talking here. What are you going to speak about, Jamie? Are you taking Willie Fraser over as your main advisor? What's a crack?
Stephen, is it worth even engaging in that? You know, are you just going to let somebody else come on the radio to hurl abuse and talk?
Just tell us why you're going over. Give us one.
You've listened to the 25-minute show for an hour, and we have discussed this. We have discussed the submission. We discussed what's being talked about, and you're still confused.
Give us one example of what you're going to say when you're over there to make Northern Ireland a better place.
Oh, let's repeal the 1998 Act and get workable and durable devolution. There we go.
Listen, if you're unhappy under British rule, you have every right to go over and tell it to that committee. That's your business. You should do that. But the point I'm trying to make is, if you're unhappy being continued to be subjected to be governed under British rule, you have every right to go over and tell it. Select committee that. I mean, that's your prerogative. But you still, nobody's none the wiser. What are you going to do to batter even your own community, even the loyalist community? What are you going to say?
Do you want me to say it again? Let me say it again.
You haven't said anything yet.
You complain about me being on the show for an hour that lasted 25 minutes.
I haven't complained about you being on the show. It's just boring the life out of me. Hurry up and tell us something.
Well, why are you listening? Why are you on the phone now?
All right, enough. Okay, Jimmy Bryson, are you excited to go over to this committee?
No, I am looking forward to putting forward the views of Unionist Voice policy studies and the people that have worked very hard to put that submission together.
And last question, could you tell me one other person that's in that group?
Well, no, but if I tell you one, then you'll ask me to tell you ten. There's many, many people within that group. And I can say this, there has been at least 60 people consulted in relation to this particular discussion around this particular submission. So there's at least 60 people have been engaged in discussions around this.
60?
In small working groups. We have discussed these ideas, and that is a small number. But that is not the nature of membership of the group.
Okay. Jimmy Bryson, thank you very much indeed. Just a development on the first story that we brought to you this morning about Jimmy Bryson appearing at the Northern Ireland Affairs Committee. He's been invited to share some of his ideas on devolution to that committee. After Jimmy Bryson appeared on the Nolan Show this morning, the Alliance Party have announced that they are pulling out of the inquiry. They have said that Mr. Bryson's appearance undermines the credibility of the inquiry and the dignity of parliamentary proceedings. And they say Alliance sees no purpose in participating and have written to the committee to withdraw from giving evidence. So the Alliance Party out of that Northern Ireland Affairs Committee. Just before we go this morning, the Jimmy Bryson story unfolding in front of us this morning, we know that he has been invited to the Northern Ireland Affairs Committee in Westminster. After Mr. Bryson appeared on the Nolan Show this morning, the Alliance Party issued a statement pulling out of that committee. The committee will be asking for innovative ideas on devolution and democracy. The Ulster Unionist Party's Doug Beattie criticising the Alliance Party for pulling out because Mr. Bryson is there, describing it as censorship. And Jimmy Bryson himself tweeting within the last few minutes, "I was invited as part of a group to give evidence to the FICT committee, of which Alliance are part. They raised no objection."